Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Completed. 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
Okay, let me just see here. Okay, Guy Raz, will you wind up those chattering teeth over there and have them walk themselves over to me, please?
You mean the set of fake teeth with feet on the bottom?
You got it.
Okay.
Come here, little teethy-teethy-teethy. Come here.
You know, Mindy, I could have just handed them to you.
Okay, now, Reg, I want you to dip these teeth in the gooey caramel over there. And Guy Raz, you're going to sprinkle them with these rainbow sprinkles and the chia seeds that I found in your kitchen.
What were you doing in my kitchen?
Looking for seeds. Come on, now let's get those teeth good and sticky.
Ugh, this is disgusting.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to power up our little army of mouth robots here. And...
What in the...
Oops. There we go. Attention, friends and neighbors. It's me, Dennis, your favorite neighborhood snoop, with some breaking neighborhood news. Our own Thomas Fingerling has...
I lost a tooth.
Tommy, unhand my megaphone.
Go.
Ooh, did you hear that, Guy Raz?
Huh.
Tommy, you're not supposed to scoop my scoop.
What?
You're stealing my thunder.
I didn't steal nothing.
You're stealing my megaphone right now.
I don't see your name on it.
Mindy, we should probably go outside and see what's going on.
Oh, good idea, Guy Raz. Okay, tiny mouth robots. We'll be right back, okay?
This is a special day, Tommy. It's not every day you lose a tooth. If you put it in your shoe tonight, the tooth donkey will leave you a special surprise.
Well, what if I don't want a donkey pooping in my shoe?
It's not going to poop.
Hey, Dennis? Thomas Fingerling?
Oh, Mindy. Guy, thank goodness you're here. We have big news!
Thomas Fingerling lost a tooth?
Oh, how did you know?
Well, you two were just shouting it into your megaphone. Wait, or is that my megaphone?
Oh, I forget whose megaphone this is.
Dennis!
Does no one around here have any boundaries?
No, now get a load of this tooth!
Ooh.
Yeah, this fella here thinks I should put it in my shoe in exchange for donkey poop.
No, Tommy! The donkey leaves a special surprise!
Wait a minute, are you sure that's a tooth you're supposed to lose?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that, you know, most people stop losing their teeth by somewhere around age 12.
Oh, Well, how old am I?
Oh, boy.
Too old to be losing your front tooth?
Oh, no!
What I mean is that once a person loses all 20 of their primary or baby teeth by around the age of 12, most of those teeth have been replaced by a full set of 28 to 32 permanent teeth, give or take a few wisdom teeth.
Oh, nice. Smart teeth, huh? Wi-Fi enabled?
And 28 to 32 of them, huh?
Exactly.
Tommy, open your mouth and let me count your teeth.
Oh, okay.
One teeth, two teeth, butterscotch candy.
What?
Don't interrupt me while I'm counting. Five teeth, six teeth, large gaping hole, seven teeth. Oh, looks like we found another wiggler.
Thomas Fingerling? When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Yeah, Tommy. When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Dennis, take your fingers out of Thomas Fingerling's mouth.
Oh, right.
Once again, Thomas Fingerling, when was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Yeah, did you notice that the tooth you lost was loose when you brushed it last?
Brushing, you say?
Thomas Fingerling, you do brush your teeth, right?
Yeah, Tommy, you do brush your teeth, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why would I?
Because that's how you clean your teeth, Thomas Fingerling.
Well, that teeth brushing nonsense is just a bunch of horseradish.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I keep my teeth healthy by chewing on tree bark and grass.
Oh, my.
But your teeth aren't healthy. Your permanent teeth are falling out, and Dennis found an entire butterscotch candy plugging a hole where a tooth should be.
Oh, come on. Not an entire butterscotch candy.
And your breath is also very bad.
What?
Okay. Enough shaming Thomas Fingerling for his dental hygiene habits.
Yeah.
I mean, teeth brushing and flossing isn't for everyone.
See, that's what I'm saying.
What?
What I mean is that there are all sorts of reasons a person might not be able to take care of their teeth on their own.
Oh, really? Like what, Mindy?
I don't know. Like, they might not have the manual dexterity or ability to hold and work a toothbrush in their hands, or even use of their hands at all.
Like someone with a physical disability that might make it difficult to care for their own teeth, or maybe an elderly person who can no longer work a toothbrush and floss the way they once could.
Well, that's true. But I'm not elderly.
Of course you're not, Thomas Fingerling.
I just don't believe in all that brushy, brushy, flossy, flossy nonsense.
You don't believe in it?
No, I believe in cracking knucks. Ha-cha! And that's about it.
Okay, that doesn't make an ounce of sense, but...
But maybe Guy Raz and I can help you out.
We can?
You can?
We can. In fact, we were just working on a little invention back in the laboratory of bad ideas.
Oh, an invention!
And I was thinking that maybe we could test it out on you, Thomas Fingerling?
What?
Oh, well, I should probably go see if I still fit into my old crash test dummy suit first.
No, not that kind of invention, Thomas Fingerling.
Oh.
I'm talking about a tiny teeth-cleaning robot invention.
Ooh.
Mindy, I think what Thomas Fingerling needs is a dentist.
Oh, well, that's a good thing because I just so happen to have my online unaccredited doctor dentist degree right here.
Ah!
I just printed it out yesterday.
Let me see that. Dr. Mindy, 100% genuine dentist, no artificial flavors, and good for your teeth.
Oh, wow.
Mindy, what is this?
It's proof that I'm a legit dentist now. Not that I'll ever need it, since our tiny teeth-cleaning robot invention will be doing all of the dentisting, Guy Raz.
But are you sure our invention is even ready to be used on a real human, Mindy?
Yes, of course I'm not sure it's ready to be used on a real human, Guy Raz. That's why we're using it on Thomas Fingerling.
Yeah, I don't even have a belly button.
See? Come on, everyone, to the Laboratory of Bad Ideas.
Oh, boy!
Okey-doke.
walk, 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 walk.
Opening the door.
Oh, wow, cool. Look at these graduated cylinders. Cool. Tools and hammers and wires and clamps and fake teeth. Cool.
Quiet.
Everyone, welcome to the Laboratory of Bad Ideas.
Huh. Shouldn't it be the Laboratory of Good Ideas?
Oh, yes, exactly. Only the opposite of what you just said.
Oh, okay.
You see, Thomas Fingerling, in scientific innovation, it's important to come up with lots of ideas before you can get to the good ones.
Yeah, so having bad ideas might mean you're on the right track.
What Mindy means is that before you can even get to the good ideas, you have to have lots of ideas, and some of those ideas will be bad.
Which is good.
Huh. You two rehearse that or something?
Well,
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, hey, Reggie.
But for now, we're going to start with a good idea. An idea that came from a group of different types of scientists all working together from the University of Pennsylvania.
These scientists wanted to find a way to help people to take care of their own teeth even when they don't have the physical ability to do so.
Oh, you mean if they couldn't chew on tree bark and grass?
Okay, that is how wild animals clean their teeth, Thomas Fingerling, not human beings.
Well, I am a wild party animal.
Oh, that's almost the same.
Dennis!
And to add to what Mindy was saying, after trying out lots of ideas, these scientists were able to come up with the solution to this problem.
Huh.
A solution that would give people a completely hands-free toothbrushing experience.
What?
Hands-free?
A solution that involved the creation of a shape-shifting robotic microswarm.
Wow. But wait. What's a shape-shifting robot microswarm?
Well, I could tell you.
Yes?
But I'd rather show you.
Oh, Mindy, you rascal.
Should I go get the invention we've been working on, you know, to help demonstrate, Mindy?
You know it, Guy Raz.
All right.
So, Guy Raz and I were so inspired by what these scientists created at the University of Pennsylvania that we decided to try replicating or copying their invention on our own, just for our own purposes.
Okay, here you go, Mindy. I got it.
Thank you, Guy Raz. And ta-da!
What in the World Wide Web is that?
That, Thomas Fingerling, is a shape-shifting robotic microswarm, an army of teeny tiny robots that have the power to brush, floss, and rinse teeth, any teeth at all, hands-free and automatically.
Well, now I am not interested.
Oh, Mindy, I want a mouthful of robots. What do I have to do?
So first things first, for their shape-shifting robotic microswarm, or tiny teeth-cleaning robots, the researchers used something called iron oxide nanoparticles.
Oh, yeah, nanobarnacles. G-Force has got those on the heels of her feet.
Ew!
No, nanoparticles. Teeny, tiny, microscopic molecules and atoms combine together to create building blocks that can be used to create larger materials.
And in this case, those larger materials are a shape-shifting bunch of bristles, brushes, and even long strands of floss.
Huh. So the nanoparticles can be whatever they want to be? A brush can be a bristle, and a bristle can be a floss?
Well, yes, with the help of magnetic fields.
A magnetic field is the area of a magnet that has magnetic force.
And a magnetic force is the push or pull between two magnetic objects, or in this case, magnetic nanoparticles.
So the scientists used magnetic fields to push and pull the nanoparticles where they needed them to go in order to shape them and form them into brushes, bristles, and floss.
So taking what we learned, we decided to try it ourselves.
We made this swarm of toothpaste-spreading mouth robots out of a chemical compound of something called iron oxide.
Oh. Hey, Mindy, what's iron oxide?
It's basically a mix of iron and oxygen, and it's magnetic.
Huh, a magnetic mouth robot party. Well, I'll be.
How does it work, Mindy?
Well, we'll show you with the nanoparticles that we used for our patented teeth-cleaning swarm of tiny mouth robots.
So, Thomas Fingerling, do you mind if we put these in your mouth to demonstrate and also clean your horribly neglected teeth?
Well, I suppose.
Okay, great. So, first things first, I just need you to open your mouth real wide and say, ah!
And do. Excuse me.
I don't like that sound.
Yikes. Okay, now I'm going to gently place these micro robots into your mouth, and Guy Raz is going to control the movement and the shape shifting of the nanoparticles using this magnet.
Uh-huh.
It's a very powerful magnet.
Okay, now just stay still while I have them march right into your mouth here.
Oh, they march. Cool.
Keep in mind, our tiny army of teeth-cleaning robots is a little different than the technology created by the real scientists, but it works just about the same.
If not better.
Definitely not better.
Ah, it's like a party in my house, and all these robots are invited.
There we go. Now, Guy Raz, let's begin by turning these magnetic iron oxide nanoparticles into... brushes!
You got it, Mindy!
And now, Guy Raz, by controlling the magnetic fields, I want you to make the brushes go up and down the teeth in a circular motion.
How's it looking up there, Mindy?
Well, the terrain is pretty rough in here, Guy Raz, but it seems to be working pretty well. Just plowing through decades of bacteria and plaque buildup.
There goes the butterscotch.
What's really amazing is that with this new technology, the shape-shifting micro-robots are able to get into all of the hardest-to-reach places in a person's mouth.
Sure do have a lot of nooks and crannies in there, Thomas Fingerling.
I'll say.
All right, Guy Raz, and now, let's use the magnetic force to shape-shift these micro-robots into floss!
Okay. Wow, look at that, Mindy. The nanoparticles are realigning themselves into a long strand of floss.
And flossing action!
Look, Mindy, the microbot floss is dancing.
Is that the floss dance?
Oh, no, they are doing the floss dance. Oh, that's so 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Microbot, stop dancing. You're supposed to be flossing. Better shut it down, Guy Raz.
All right. You know, maybe our project can use a little more tweaking before it's ready for personal use.
Yeah, I guess we should probably get Thomas Fingerling to a real dentist.
But I thought you had a dental license.
Yeah, from the University of Fake Until You Make It, baby.
That's a tough school to get into.
What?
What I mean is that this technology, whether it be our version or the one created by those scientists from the University of Pennsylvania, is going to need a little more time before it's ready to start hands-free brushing and flossing in a big way.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Mindy. There's still some details to work out, like the different ways these microbots could be delivered to people using mouth-fitting devices.
Right, or how to personalize it to meet a person's specific dental needs.
And I'm guessing that this technology could be used in other ways besides just cleaning teeth. I mean, maybe these microbots could get into other hard-to-reach places like the pipes under your kitchen sink.
Whoa, I never really thought about that, Guy Raz. If these micro-robots could clean Thomas Fingerling's teeth, then maybe they can clean the pipes under my kitchen sink. I mean, they've been pretty clogged ever since I washed that leaning tower of pizza down the drain.
You what?
It's fine. Come on, Thomas Fingerling. We've got to get you to a real dentist to have those teeth looked at, or at least what's left of them.
Oh, all right. But can I bring the tiny robots with me for emotional support?
I guess.
Emotional support, microbots? I want one!
All right, everyone. Off to the dentist we go.
Hooray!
Thomas Fingerling, who is your dentist?
Oh, well, I thought that feller there was named Dentist.
No, I'm Dennis!
Whatever. Just brush my teeth, Dentist.
No, Tommy, I'm not brushing the butterscotch out of your teeth. You need to do it yourself.
Well, I don't have a toothbrush.
Just steal one from Guy Raz like the rest of the neighborhood does.
What?
No, brush my teeth.
I'm not gonna brush your teeth. Here we go again. The tooth donkey is gonna be very disappointed, Tommy.
Donkey poop in my shoes.
It's not gonna brush poop my in teeth your
right
shoes.
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I live in Dresher, Pennsylvania. My wow in the world is that scientists have trained goldfish to drive cars. Say hi to Dennis and Reggie for me.
Hi there.
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz.
My name is Fiona.
My name's Abigail.
And we live in Middletown, Rhode Island. Our wow in the world is that some trees are female. Say hi to Reggie, Dennis,
hi,
Static Man, and Grandma G-Force for us.
What'd you say?
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Roz. My name is Bowie, and I live in L.A., California, and my wow in the world is that sharks lived 200 million years before dinosaurs. Isn't that wow? Say hi to everyone for me, including Static Man. Bye!
Oh,
heavens!
Sorry.
And ABB, bye!
Wait.
I'm Indian Guy Raz. My name is Everett from St. Paul, Minnesota. My wow in the world is that praying mantises only have 1 year, and it's inside their chest. Say hi to Dennis.
Howdy.
And Reggie for me. Bye.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Guy Raz. My name is Cora, and I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My wow in the world is that pandas have a special way of digesting poisonous bamboo. Say hi to Static Man.
Ow.
Reggie. And Thomas Fingerling, and Janet.
My name is Jacob. I live in New York, and my wow is that colossal squids have hooks on the end of their tentacles. Bye!
Hi, my name is Adelaide. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm 10 years old, and my wow in the world is that polar bears don't have eyelashes.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. It's Oliver from Bisbee, Arizona. And my wow in the world is scientists studying Mormon crickets cut off the heads to see what the crickets had been eating and found many had eaten other Mormon crickets. Thanks, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Original sound design and music editing is done by our senior producer, Jed Anderson and Tyler Thull. You can also hear Jed Anderson in the voices of Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear on our show.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Henry Moskal.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new number one New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow Wow in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
We used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit!
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Whose Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!